under the bed. It was the only other item of furniture in the room that was large enough to conceal a person.
Bloody hell.
Smith shot to his feet so swiftly that the candle in his hand flickered and nearly died. He stilled when he saw the wardrobe.
Did you think I wouldn't find you, brainless female? She could not even breathe now. There was nowhere to run.
The wardrobe door opened abruptly.
Silly little whore.
He seized her arm to haul her out of the wardrobe. Her talent was flaring wildly, higher than it ever had since she had come into it a year ago. The result was predictable. She reacted to the physical contact as though she had been struck by invisible lightning. The shock was such that she could not even scream. Frantically, she dampened her talent. She hated to be touched when her senses were elevated. The experience of brushing up against the shadows and remnants of another person's dreams was horribly, gut-wrenchingly intimate and disturbing in the extreme, a waking nightmare. Before she could catch her breath, she heard a key in a lock. The door of the chamber slammed open. Mrs. Rosser loomed in the entrance.
"I'm afraid there's been a change of plans, sir," Rosser said.
Her voice was as hard and pitiless as the rest of her.
"You must leave the premises immediately."
"What the devil are you talking about?"
Smith demanded. He tightened his grip on Adelaide's arm.
"I paid Quinton an exorbitant price for the girl."
"I just received a message informing me that this establishment is now under new ownership," Rosser said. "It is my understanding that my former employer recently expired. Heart attack. His business enterprises have been taken over by another. There is no cause for concern. Rest assured, your money will be refunded."
"Stupid woman. I made a bargain with your employer. I intend to hold him to it."
"I just told you. He is no longer among the living. I've got a new employer."
"The business affairs of crime lords are of no interest to me. The girl is now my property. I'm taking her out of here tonight, assuming the experiment is completed to my satisfaction."
He jerked her out of the wardrobe. She tumbled to the floor.
"You're not taking her away."
Rosser reached for the bell pull just inside the door.
"I'm going to summon the guards."
"You'll do nothing of the kind," Smith said. "I've had quite enough of this nonsense."
He removed a fist-sized crystal from the pocket of his coat. The object glowed blood red. The temperature dropped another few degrees. Adelaide sensed invisible, ice-cold energy blazing in the chamber. Mrs. Rosser opened her mouth, but no sound emerged. A violent spasm shot through her. She collapsed in the doorway and lay very still.
"What did you do to her?" Adelaide whispered.
"The same thing I will do to you if you do not obey me."
The ruby crystal had gone dark.
"Damn things never last long," he muttered.
He dropped the stone back into his pocket.
"Come along. There is no time to waste. We must get out of here at once."
He drew her toward the table where he had left the artifact. She could feel the euphoric excitement flooding through him. He had just murdered a woman, and he had enjoyed doing it. No, he had rejoiced in the experience. She sensed something else as well. Whatever Smith had done with the crystal had required a great deal of energy. The psychical senses, like every other aspect of the mind and body, required time to recover after one drew heavily on them. Smith would no doubt soon regain the full force of his great power, but at that moment he was probably at least somewhat weakened.
"I'm not going anywhere with you," she said.
He did not bother to respond with words.
The next thing she knew, icy cold pain washed through her in searing waves.
She gasped, doubled over, and sank to her knees beneath the weight of the chilling agony. So much for thinking that he had exhausted his psychical resources.
"Now you know what I did to Rosser," Smith said, "but in her case I used far more power. Such intense cold shatters the senses and then stops the heart. Behave yourself or you will get more of the same."
The pain stopped as abruptly as it had begun, leaving her dazed and breathless. Surely this time he had used the last of his reserves to punish her. She had to act quickly. Fortunately, he was still gripping her arm. She required physical contact.